The importance of agriculture to the growth and development of our nation demands that the data on the sector, which informs the formulation of strategies and policies, as well as the monitoring and evaluation of such policies, must be accurate and up to date. In any well-governed state, both the population census and the census of agriculture are taken every 10 years. In the early decades of our nationhood, the census of agriculture was conducted every 10 years. The first in 1963, the second in 1975, and the third in 1985. Shamefully, since then, for the last 33 years, no such census had been undertaken. Policy, prior to my assumption of office, had consequently been based largely on guesswork. It is no wonder that this period witnessed the systematic decline of agriculture. We cannot afford such neglect again. You will thus recall that on Friday, 8th of June, 2018, at Sefiroso, as part of my working visit to the Western region, I launched the Ghana Census of Agriculture. It was the first time in 33 years that such a census was to be conducted. Ladies and gentlemen, the purpose of the census is to help provide a basis to monitor the progress of government's interventions, offer insights on the transformation of the sector, and more importantly, ensure the integration of agriculture, industry, and service sectors. As a result of the 2017-2018 Ghana Census of Agriculture, we now have current and reliable information on the structure of the agriculture sector and obtain benchmark data on the size, modes of operation, and outputs in aquaculture, capture fisheries, arable crops, tree crops, livestock, and forestry. It is my fervent wish and hope that the Ghana Census of Agriculture will be the beginning of a new cycle of 10-year censuses as we used to have. Some of the findings from the Census of Agriculture, which reflect the state of agricultural activities in the country at the time we assumed in office in 2017, are: 1. There are 2,585,531 agricultural households in the country, with a population of 11,340,947 persons. Women make up 50.5% of this population, with males making up 49.5%. 2. Agricultural activity in the country remains mainly rural, 75.2%, and rudimentary, with little innovation and modernization. Examples are: A, use of modern tools and equipment such as tractors, shellers, power tillers, hatchery incubator, meat processing equipment, and milking equipment is negligible. Tractors are the most used, yet the least owned equipment. Fertilizer is not used by most holders. The use of pesticides is highly prevalent among holders, and crop cultivation is predominantly dependent on rain. 3. The sector remains unfriendly to special interest groups, including persons with difficulty in performing activities and women. 4. The level of education among agricultural holders is low. 5. The sector, to a large extent, is characterized by consumption of its own produce. 6. Majority of parcels of land used for the cultivation of crops is smaller than 2 acres. 7. Mortality rate in livestock is high. 8. The youth generally find agribusiness unattractive. And 9, documentation of land tenure arrangements remains unpopular. From these results, It is clear that agriculture continues to be the anchor of the country's economy. The data also points to the fact that production methods are not modern and income levels of farmers and fisherfolk remain low, making the sector unattractive to the youth as a viable means of livelihood. Indeed, if we are to make any meaningful change in the lives of the people, our efforts must be directed at agriculture. The majority of people can only feel a change in their lives when we develop agriculture. That is why over the last 3 years and 10 months, through the program for planting for food and jobs, we have begun to change the narrative by modernizing agriculture, improving production efficiency, achieving food security, and guaranteeing profitability for our farmers, all aimed at significantly increasing agricultural productivity. We're pursuing a value addition strategy aimed at rapidly ramping up agro-processing and developing new and stable markets for our products. Planting for food and jobs has not only increased substantially the production of maize, rice, soybean and sorghum, and transformed our nation into a net exporter of food, but it has also created some 2 million jobs, direct and indirect jobs. The conduct of this census, ladies and gentlemen, must become a regular feature of our national life. To that end, I gave assent to the Statistical Service Act 1003, 2019, on 24th September 2019, so that according to Section 35 of the Act, the Ghana Statistical Service must collaborate with the Ministry of Food and Agriculture to conduct an agriculture census within 3 years after the holding of the population census. Government is resolute towards ensuring this, and as such, has committed itself to the conduct of the 2020 round of the population and housing census, despite the challenges posed by the global COVID-19 pandemic. The preparations for the population and housing census are on course. Financial resources have been secured, and data collection is scheduled to commence from April to May of 2021. Let me reiterate on this occasion the determination of government to see to the growth and development of our nation. Agriculture remains the fuel that powers all our activity in Ghana. We ignore it at our risk. My government will certainly not ignore it. We need to raise agriculture to a higher plane to be able to improve on the quality of life for our people. Accordingly, ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor to declare the national report of the 2017-2018 Ghana Census of Agriculture duly launched.